It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day, good day, good day, and welcome to a Thursday. It is April the 18th, 2024. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City, right across from Pizza Hut. Yeah. Sometimes you go out in the parking lot and you go, oh man, smell that pizza. Yeah. This is Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host for the next hour. You heard the phone number during the intro. We here at the tower, all of us in the tower, we have our own area code. 234-343-1065. You're welcome to call in any time. You know, you got a comment or a question or you want to jump in and be a part of the conversation, feel free. Anytime you want. Write down the number because you never know when you might want to call. We're going to get to our guest. We have Dave Heath and Claire Adams from Bullhead City. But first, there's a blood drive going on right now. Just started. It goes till 2 o'clock. And it's at MCC. It's at that big $600 billion at the end of the little horseshoe. Usually you can park right there and go in and give the gift of life. And Tom Brady's running it today, the former mayor. So go in there and say hi. Give a pint. And then tomorrow there's a ribbon cutting at the Harris new Shell gas station right across the street from Harris up on the hill. Yeah, that's 10 o'clock tomorrow. They'll cut that ribbon. Any questions, call the chamber, 702-298-2214. And last night, it kicked off the Mojave High School Drama and Choir. Oh, man. Mamma Mia. Yeah, it was fabulous last night. We went. Dr. Jim Richardson and Willie Richardson were there. A ton of people. The Lipinskis, but Eva Corbett and her fiancé. The room was packed. So plan to go tonight, tomorrow night, or Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Take your kids. It runs to about 9:30. It's a little late show, but it is fabulous. You're going to just love it. So by all means, go and support the youth of our community out there singing. And you're just going to love it. All the good songs from ABBA. So now let's change the tunes because Claire likes to rock and roll.
What is the name of the, who's the band?
Lady Marmalade.
Oh, no.
Now, somebody else might have recorded it later. That,
no.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No?
This is before my time. Dave would know.
1975, you weren't here yet.
No.
No. Your mom was probably still in high school. Welcome, Claire Adams, Recreation Supervisor, and the newly married Dave Heath.
Who is 1 year, right?
Yep, just celebrated our anniversary.
1 year anniversary.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now he's a whole old hat it now then. Yeah. And Dave, of course, is our Parks and Recreation Superintendent for Bullhead City. So he gets to worry about what goes on the fields as far as bodies and who takes care of them.
That's right.
Yeah. And all new things, like the new park at down by the bridge and the parking lot up on the parkway and new things coming to Rotary Park. And
so all kinds of new stuff happening.
Yeah. Our city is moving fast, huh?
It is. And it's nice that we're in a situation right now where we've got a really progressive council and city manager that are very interested in seeing this city grow and become more and more successful, not just for drawing people in from out of town, but also to make life better for people who have been living here for a while.
You cannot pass the new splash pad on 90, well, I say new, it's a year old or so, didn't it? But you can't pass the newer splash pad on 95 and not see people there.
Yeah.
every time of the day, especially right now when it's already 80 by 10:30, it's packed.
Yeah. Last summer, I don't know if you ever went by at like 10 o'clock at night, and it was packed.
Really?
Yes.
No, I did go by at 10 o'clock at night.
It's got lights, so it's open until the park closes, which is at 11 o'clock, and there are people there right up until it closes.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I drove by about a month ago, and it was kind of a nice day, and it, as I passed by, there was a little girl sitting on top of one of the fountains out there.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm going to go take her picture, and I drove through the into the chamber and then drove through the park, and I parked and I went over, I took it from behind, and she was still sitting there, and I thought, this kid's having her best day sitting on top of that water feature. You know, she was probably 3 or 4 years old just sitting there going, this is cool. And I just thought, that's fabulous that these kids have that.
They have an absolute blast there. And the nice thing for us is we're Bullhead City, so we can be open anytime the weather is good. And it was January 14th. I was there, and I was driving by, and I had to pull over because there was about a half dozen kids in the splash pad. And I went out there, took some pictures, and talked to the families. And they were from Alaska, so it was, I mean, it was, what, 72 or something like that. It wasn't super hot. But
it was 27 in Alaska.
Yeah, so they were happy to be on the splash pad.
I'll bet. I'll bet. So, and of course, you can see the splash pad at Kent Fovark Park from your office.
Well, that's right.
Right.
Yeah,
and it's,
sure,
it's always packed, too.
It is. I mean, that's birthday party central right there.
I think when our city manager needs to just kind of regroup for a minute, all he's got to do is turn his chair, and he's looking right at the splash pad going, look at those people out there having fun.
There you go.
Kids in there getting soaked and pouring those buckets on their head.
Yep.
Yeah. It's great. It's great. So when are pools open now?
Pool is open.
Oh, the pool. Because I know John Lambert's doing laps every morning.
Yep.
So what are the hours right now?
Right now we're open from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m., and then we have a little break there, and then we reopen at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And during those times, I mean, it's no open swim yet because the kids are still in school. It only open swims from 1 to 5 on Friday and Saturday.
Oh, okay.
But throughout the day, the other times we have water walking, we have lap swim, we have water aerobics. And starting May 1st, we're going to be taking registration for
swim lessons,
thanks to the Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis class.
What a great
Parent
group.
And Thought, level 1 and level 2. They are free of charge for anybody that signs up. So May 1st, I mean, that's one of those things where we've got to advertise way out in advance for just registration because it fills up like that.
Yep. So May 1st, the website opens, basically, and they can register on the line.
That's right.
And like you said, if they're in the Mommy and Me or the Tot 1 and 2, they don't have to pay. Yeah,
that's right. I mean, and it's something that the Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis has been doing for us for 22 years, I think.
Yeah.
And what a great idea it was. I mean, I don't know who the Kiwanians were that first came up with that idea, but it was a great one. Because
your former mayor, it was his idea.
Is that right?
It was Tom Brady's. Okay. And Carla took it over. But
well, I'm still dealing with Carla, so.
No, that's Carla still dealing with Tom. Because Carla mentions all the time it was Tom that started it.
Yeah.
But Carla's had it now, I don't know, I've been a Kiwanian for 12 years, so she's had it the 12 years that I know. But she coordinates it and works with the recreation superintendent to get the flyers done. We give them out at the Kiwanis Kids Expo, and I'm sure when you fire that up on the 1st, it's going to be full by the end of the day.
It'll sell out. And then every session the rest of the summer will sell out. So,
and then for the older groups, what's a session cost?
$20.
And that's for like 8 classes, right?
8 classes over a 2-week period.
Right.
Yep.
And that's cheap.
Yeah.
To teach your kid water safety and how to survive. And
In this area where we have pools everywhere, we have a river, we have a lake. I mean, what better thing to give a kid than swim lessons on how to make them safe around water?
Yeah, and that is so true, because with our river and our lake, and there's so many pools, you know, in Chaparral and Laughlin Ranch, and be safe out there. And so get your kids to learn how to swim.
That's right. I mean, it's priority one for Kiwanis, and it's priority one for us, too. And it's a nice program for us, too, because it helps us. I mean, everything at the pool builds to something else. So those kids that are in swim lessons end up in the swim team, and those kids on the swim team end up working for us. And some of those ones that work for us as lifeguards end up being recreation supervisors sometimes.
Right.
So.
Like Claire?
No.
No. You didn't start off as a lifeguard?
I didn't. No, I didn't live here, so.
But she's working towards it right now.
So. Dave said I couldn't do it.
Dave wants
we're going to have a challenge because Dave does not think that I can pass the lifeguard swim test.
It's a little bit challenging.
So
he, that's all I'm saying.
So, we're going to have a challenge.
The two of you are both going to take it?
Oh, I'm not. I know I can't.
So that's exciting. It's exciting that it's going to be back open, I mean, for swim lessons. And I was telling a friend of mine who works at Maverick, whose baby is just a year old, and I said, yeah, you'll go to the mommy and me, but then you can also take two and three, or one, two, and three, as the summer goes on.
That's right.
I said, so sign up for all of them. And that's what most parents should be listening and doing, is signing up for all of them when you go online.
That's right.
And by the end of the summer, your child will be diving in your pool.
Yeah, but builds a confidence in water that they can't find otherwise, I don't think. So.
Exactly. Well, and you know, statewide, they push water safety. Because we know that in the Phoenix metropolitan area, there's drownings every year, and there's nothing worse than that.
No.
So spend a little bit of time with your child. Teach them how to swim. Let the city teach them how to swim. We just pay for them. We don't run the classes or anything like that. But it's a great partnership.
Yes, it is. We're super thrilled to have it. Thank you, Kiwanis Club.
You bet.
Love Bullheads any morning, Kiwanis.
So how's your Funnable Fridays?
Funnable Fridays. I like that. I like that name.
What do you call it?
I call it Fun Fridays, but just to shorten it up, but it is Fun Believable Fridays. But we can call it, what do you call it, Dave?
I call it Fun Fridays.
We call it whatever.
I don't try to get fun
Fridays in here are Fab Four Fridays.
Yes.
So, you know.
They are going amazing. It's such great response from the community. I mean, every Friday we have something going on either in our office. Tomorrow we have an event over at the Splash Freshette community.
Oh, okay.
So we have we got a bunch of the yard games. We have bubbles for the kids. We have spring crafts and some games they're going to play. So that way they can, maybe some people haven't headed over to the new splash pad and they don't know about it. So the group is going to go over there and meet over there. So I'm very excited
about
that.
They got to sign up online.
They do. We sign up through our rec desk, kind of like with the swim lessons. And I mean, every week it is selling out and we have a wait list. So sometimes we add on two sessions. Sometimes we do call and say, or, you know, some people will let us know they can't make it, so we can at least bump up
somebody in.
To the wait list or from the wait list. But they've actually been, I mean, Dave's been very excited about showing up to kite making. And a lot, some of our crafts and things we've done in the office have been really fun. And
are you getting some of the same kids?
So we,
are the parents really taking advantage of
this?
Yes,
so we do. And that's what I like. I like that we do get the same group. But then we've also added in new people.
Right.
People hear about it. And I do like that we get the same group, of course, or the same kids, because we know that they like what we're doing, they like what we're providing, but then they bring their friends.
Right.
Because we always like to be, you know, very accommodating in the rec office. So sometimes
sure.
We'll say, I'm on the wait list, but can we go? And absolutely. You know, we always have extra things and extra supplies. We don't want to turn people away.
Right.
So it's nice that they bring their friends. And there's been times where we've gone to the park and, you know, said, like, hey, we have some empty spaces. And then the parents are like, we didn't even know you had this. So then it's just word of mouth, but it's just been a great program.
Now, will that go on all summer?
It's going on all year. So,
oh, wow.
We have gotten approved because we do have sponsors, thanks to Dot Foods, Farmers Insurance, and I believe
MEC,
yes. So we are holding it every Friday.
And thanks to Jackie Jensen for grabbing them up.
Thank you, Jackie Jensen. So, I mean, of course, if you're interested in being a sponsor for those Fun Fridays, you can always contact her.
Jackie.
Yes. Yeah, so everything is free, all of our supplies. It is free for the kids to come in and enjoy. We've had pizza making and with our Public Works Director, Angie Johnson, who headed up the pizza making.
She likes to make pizza?
So she does our cooking camp
She's
for the
cook.
Kids summer.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
She is amazing. So we actually, I'm like, hey, it's National Pizza Day or something. You know, we try to find ideas like, oh, it's National this day. And so I'm like, you know, can you come in?
And we got our camp. The way we found out was last year when we did our summer camps for the first time, and we've got our summer camps coming up again.
We'll talk about them next.
She she just threw it out there that she wanted to do some cleansing. She does donuts, she does cookies, she does pizza, she does lots of stuff.
That's great.
She's amazing, yeah. So she's not only an amazing public works director, she can cook and bake.
That's great.
Get on her good side, Larry. She can bring you some Christmas cookies.
I'm going to have to text her and tell her, you know, when you want to bake something, call me. I'll be there.
Yes.
All right, let's take a break. 21 past the hour. If you have questions, 234-343-1065.
Warmer weather brings out scorpions, sun spiders, and other creepy crawlers. Nobody wants a spider bite or scorpion sting, especially your children and your pets. Barron Pest Solutions can help prevent bug bites and stings. With a monthly scheduled treatment plan indoors and outside, you'll rest comfortably knowing your pets and children are safe. Barron certified technicians know the proper products to use and the correct way to treat your home or office. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions.
Spring has arrived, and it's time to revitalize your ride with 66 Auto Sales. If you are in need of a vehicle for your family adventures or a powerful pickup to take off-road, we have the perfect vehicle to tackle your springtime adventures. For nearly five decades, 66 Auto Sales has been the cornerstone of Mojave County's automotive needs. Our dedication to customer satisfaction ensures a hassle-free car buying experience before and after the sale. Stop in today and see one of our helpful sales associates or check out our inventory at 66autosales.com.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City introduces the new Ultimate French Toast Platters menu. Enjoy your choice of four new great combo platters. Check out the Banana Nut and Caramel French Toast Platter or their Strawberry Cheesecake French Toast Platter. How about a Lemon Blueberry French Toast Platter? Or try the delicious Chocolate Covered Strawberry French Toast Platter. Eggs and bacon on all platters. Available now at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery.
The new edition of Talkers Magazine is out, and it's no surprise that KNTR Talk dominates again. KNTR Talk's Sean Hannity is ranked the number one talk show host in the country. Dave Ramsey is number two. Ryan Kilmeade is three. Dana Lash comes in at five. And Mark Levin is number six. That means KNTR Talk is five hosts of the top six in Talkers.com Heavy 100. Bill O'Reilly comes in at 38th, and Dennis Prager comes in at 49th. KNTR Talk has seven of the year's top 50 talkers. With an estimated combined listenership of 80 million nationwide, it's no wonder you tuned into KNTR Talk 106.7, 5, and 3, the voice of the free, the most listened to radio station in Mojave County. If you're in business, a political candidate, or PAC, consider KNTR Talk for advertising results. KNTR Talk is a Radio Central station. Stream KNTR Talk via KNTRTalk.com or the TuneIn app.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Kinpro Real Estate Building, brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Hey, when you need care and you need it fast, you want a hospital that is serious, you know, and takes care of business 24/7. And if you have something major going on, like a heart attack or a stroke, every single minute counts. That's why it's important to choose a hospital that is equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona, take two. What's going on here? Fix my lip. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here and ready to take care of you 24/7. Learn more at westernER.com. Offland Ranch Golf Club. Oh, the fitness center, totally remodeled and ready for you with brand new equipment. Pro Maxima equipment. Open 7 days a week, 7, 8 to 8. Yeah, 7 days a week. And they got a spin bike center, a yoga center. They got weight training, cardio exercise, and a steam room. Yeah, all open to the public. Bullet City's newest fitness center. Sign up now at LaughlinRanch.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. You want to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will help you. They'll hire you, put you on the clock, and train you to be a certified nursing assistant. You can't beat that. Yeah, and their services, well, they do post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. You get to learn all that, too. Yeah, plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. All right, we're back with Claire, Recreation Supervisor, and Dave, Recreation Parks and Recreation Superintendent. You're the only superintendent in the whole city.
Oh, I don't know. The schools have a couple.
Well, yeah, they got a couple. Yeah, but I mean, city employee-wise. You have managers and you have directors, but we only have one superintendent.
Oh, wow.
He's so super.
Get the microphone out of your hair. Put it there.
Okay,
we go.
There we go. Okay.
There we go. Yeah. He's still super. Yeah. So, Dave, you mentioned the summer camp, which is coming up real soon.
Yeah, and it's kind of a it's more than a camp. It's summer camps, plural. We've got the Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse from May 28th until June 28th, and we are packing that place full of different summer camps.
Really?
I mean, we've got everything from arts to cooking that we were talking about before to, of course, sports, science, you name it. Last year we had about 30 camps. 30 different camps for kids.
Over the whole month.
Yeah.
And then this year, it was so much fun. Claire put together a whole new slate of camps that now we've got 41 of them. So
41 different camps.
A bunch of new things this year.
For all age groups.
All age groups. All age groups of kids. So.
Right.
It's kids, yeah. But Larry, you're welcome to come.
Yeah, right. I'll get right there.
School-aged kids. Oh. We do want to,
Yeah.
So... I mean, it's kind of something for them to do during the summer.
So what are some of these 41 camps that you and I have?
I want
you to list all 41. Go.
41. Well, some of them, if they're not all 41 different, there are 41 camps. Some have, like, two sessions. But last year, the same thing. We had 30 camps with some having, like, two sessions just to accommodate different age groups or different weeks.
Yeah.
So that, kids can sign up for multiple camps. But we do have... a wide range of sports, from soccer, basketball, volleyball, wrestling.
I'm just looking at the first week right here. We have soccer skills, soap making, candle making and body scrub, exploring art, paper art, exploring art, crafty kids, Lego camp, drone camp, exploring art, painting. That's week number one right there.
Week one.
Drone camp. I can see a lot of teenagers.
Drone camp is selling out fast.
Yeah,
so if anybody hears us right now and they want to sign up for drone camp, they need to go to bullheadcity.com/recdesk, R-E-C-D-E-S-K, and sign up now because that one's going to sell out fast.
Mm-hmm. I bet it is.
I think we have 4 spots that are left. So, and we've only – registration opened last Monday. So you feel like that – that is already sold out. So if any parents, grandparents are listening.
Yep.
Get
How's
on
the
it.
Time?
Theater How's camp. Theater camp selling out fast, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Community theaters get growing bigger and bigger in this town. And
I know.
Especially with the Ghostlight Youth Theater that they do. It's really exploded, so more and more kids want to go. They've got 2 sessions, one for little kids, one for big kids.
And
so
if you go to Mojave High tonight, tomorrow night, or Saturday night and watch that play, you're going to realize that some of these kids have major talent. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those kids have been in our camp.
He's going to make them all wear something extra on their outfit that says, "I graduated Dave's camp,"
Yes, I like it. But, not only do – we host this camp the month long, but we do partner with a lot of our the Ghostlight Theater. They're the ones that run this theater camp. Mojave High Football – they run their football camp.
Right.
It's through us, but we partnered together. And so, you're having our high school football players teaching, this group of kids that could be,
What better to have someone teach football than a kid that plays football mm-hmm. for Mojave High or River Valley or Mojave Celebrated?
And it's a great partnership because it's a fundraiser for them.
Sure.
We do share the proceeds. Some money goes back into, for next year's camps.
Right.
And then money goes back to the group. We have River Valley Girls Soccer that helps that hosts a camp. So, and they did it last year. And I really enjoyed that part, partnering with different people, especially the organizations, because I think it's a great experience for the kids to teach these younger, kids coming up and get them excited about.
And if you're 8 or 10 years old, you're going to listen to a high school student a little bit better than they would Dave or I.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because they're looking at them thinking, that's me in a couple years.
Yeah, they are. And besides that, they're talking to people that are playing the sport right now, not guys that played it, a long time ago.
Well, that's our track and field. I love the track and field camp that we do. The way they set that up inside the field house is amazing. He sets up a whole track and high jump and long jump.
Is
that
Steve?
Steve
Sunday, yeah.
Last year, because it was our first year doing the summer camp, and when he kind of explained to us what he was doing, we were like, okay, we don't see it. And then coming into how he set it up, he had at the last day of his camp, an actual track meet.
Yeah.
And the kids participated. And it was amazing to see even our staff, because our staff, you know, we have a lot of the high school kids, and they help with all of these camps. And they were so engaged, and they were, like, cheering on the campers. They knew them by name at the end of that week. The campers knew their names, and it was such a great experience. And so I'm just excited to bring that back again this year.
I love it. What's the cost of the camps?
So each camp varies. So the cheapest camp is about $20. The most expensive are basketball camps. We have some great instructors. They're about $100. Okay. Some camps are, 3 days long, half days. Some camps are 4 days long. It really just depends.
And it's good. Again, it's all on the city website. Go, click on
RecDesk. Bullheadcity.com/RecDesk.
And then you can see all the classes. And
all the camps.
And all the camps and sign right up.
Yep.
All right. Half past the hour. Stick around. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more about what's going on in Bullhead City for the World of Recreation.
I'm riding in your... Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Colin Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, MLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Whether it's your home or your business, it's time to elevate your online experience with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. We provide fast, reliable service for household and enterprise solutions for companies. Visit TWN.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Marijuana may be legal in Arizona, but driving impaired is not.
As a police officer here in Arizona, I know DUIs apply to more than just alcohol. Anything that impairs driving makes you dangerous on the road. If you feel different, you drive different, and driving impaired can get you a DUI.
Get the facts at drivinghighaz.com and spread the word with the hashtag HighDUI. This message is sponsored by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
Welcome back to Speak Up 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, MEC, and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative. Want your help with a full understanding of the Mojave Energy Park. It's coming. New location. It's in Mojave Valley. They're looking, they've upgraded and changed, and they're trying to be cooperative. So check it out. There's a website that details all the information that's up to date. Remember, this is a program in progress, so it takes a while. MojaveEnergyPark.com. And then if you still have questions or concerns, call Mojave Electric, 928-763-1110. Barron Services, professionals in pest solutions, home or commercial. Yes, for your home, you can protect your family, your kids, your pets. Keep them away from that. Things that bug them, you know. If you have a 2-year-old, you don't want them eating a creepy crawler. And they will. Yeah. That's what they do. So keep it treated for pest control. Your business? Well, the last thing you want is a bug running across the floor with a customer in the room. If you're needles in Mojave Valley, Fort Mojave, Bullhead City, or Laughlin, you can call one number and be bug-free. 928-758-5499. Quality experience and family. Barron Services. 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's largest pre-owned car lot. Yeah, in downtown Kingman, right on the corner of Route 66, of course. What do you think it's called? 66 Auto. 50 years they've been, excuse me, 50 years they've been there. Yeah, huge lot. Two doors, four doors, vans, trucks, luxury cars, economy cars, four-wheel drive, SUVs. What do you want? And remember, it's still people come first at 66 Auto Sales. And you can see every car in the lot right now. Go to 66auto.com. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery introduces the new Ultimate French Toast Platters. Oh, banana cream. Oh, excuse me, banana nut and caramel French Toast Platter. Or strawberry and cheesecake French Toast Platter. Lemon blueberry French Toast Platter. Or chocolate-covered strawberries on your French Toast Platter. All available now at Perkins in Bullhead City. All right, we're back, and we have Claire and Dave. And for your summer camps, so you're not going to be using all the rooms upstairs and the whole field, the whole building?
We rent the whole facility, even the kitchen, too, because we have two sessions of cooking and one baking camp. So,
you know, and as you're a we're all parents in the room,
mm-hmm.
and you just had a son graduate from where?
Westminster University in Salt Lake City.
Yeah. When parents are raising kids, sometimes it's easier to have someone else show them something because they might listen to them a little bit better than they do mom and dad.
Tell me about it.
So now they can come in and learn to cook by someone that knows the kitchen a little bit better than mom and dad, mm-hmm. really. And they don't have to worry about back-talking them and stuff like that. And the kids will be paying attention because now they have an expert there.
They have an expert, and they also have other kids around them. So they make new friends. They get to cook together. They get to cook something, you know. I know that our public works director last year, like we talked about, they did those mini pizzas and had the toppings. So they get to just make their own
lunch.
Masterpiece. Yeah, and they get to eat it, which is amazing. Like, I know for our baking camp, they're going to be making such amazing, I don't want to spoil everything, but I know they're doing some cake pops and decorating them. And okay. I don't know if you like cake pops. Have you ever tried the cake pops? Yes.
No.
They're like Dave's favorite, right? You do like cake pops, don't you?
Yeah. You'll have to tell me the cake pop day. And
yes. You get to make it. But you also get to sit there and try your own creation.
I don't think Angie wants me in the kitchen learning how to cook.
I don't know about that. But, we are using the whole facility. So all rooms are, all four of those conference rooms are...
That's fabulous.
Going to be used
each
week.
That's a huge facility.
Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking, Dave, about doing it in December again, too, and using the building and doing all kinds of stuff in December?
It's a budgetary thing, to be quite honest with you. It's not. We don't get the field house for free. And even though December went really great for us a couple of years ago, we got to kind of pick and choose our spots. So we'll see. TBD on December.
Okay. All right. To be determined.
Yeah. You'll just have to have us back on the show after the budget.
Yeah, and we'll tell you what we got.
And budget presentations are in the next few weeks, right?
Yep. That's right. Yeah, May 13th is our day.
And that's probably happening in every city and county right now. It's the time to prepare your budgets for the next year.
Yep.
So, are you working on yours?
Oh, we're done. Ours is in. It's gone up to administration. Now it just needs to go to council. So.
Oh, okay. So it's all ready to go.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, we'll see what council thinks.
How much
about
is your budget this year over last year?
Oh gosh, I can't tell you off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
3%, 5%. What are you thinking?
Oh, at least 5%.
Okay.
We have so many part-time employees.
Right.
That's what gets us, and that minimum wage goes up every year, and that really affects us. So.
It does. Yeah. And then you have so many projects on your list.
honestly, the projects have kind of slowed down for the most part because we're focusing really on the Optimum Community Center right now.
Right.
Big project right there. So people may or may not know that we recently took over ownership from the Colorado River Elementary School District.
What a brilliant idea to swap and trade for that.
They weren't using Mountain View School anymore, so they let us lease it for a few years. And then finally we said, hey, can we just have it?
Yeah.
And they said yes. So we worked out a deal with them that happened above my head, but it happened. And
between
it's done.
Toby and Dr. Stewart.
That's right.
Toby's like, I'll raise you a free parking lot. Okay, well,
I'll give
you
like that.
I'll give you one more bungalow. And, you know.
And Dr. Stewart has been amazing to work with. And now that we have the community center, we're saying, okay, now what can we do? So we're expanding the parking lot. That's number one. We only had 96 spots before. Now we're going to have 460.
Right. So you got to move dirt.
Moving a lot of
dirt. That's a huge project.
So that's the biggest project. That's what's going to keep us from being open as soon as we'd like. But it's going to be worth it once we have it.
What do you do with the dirt?
We're actually putting it in a spot that is going to kind of build up some land that's on the property that we own and make that land usable. So,
oh, okay.
It's kind of taken from here and adding to there, and it's going to even it out and make the whole place more usable.
Oh, perfect. Okay. All right.
But then when does that start? Oh, that starts. We're still waiting for the plans on the parking lot. But
okay.
We've already started
the gym.
In the gym, in the multipurpose room, and... we've got a lot of things out for bid right now, where everything's getting a makeover, whether it just be paint and air conditioners or the roofs. Roofs are everywhere going to get redone. The gymnasium has a new basketball court going in,
right?
New stage, new curtains on
and
the
wood
stage.
Floor.
Wood floor. It's going to be prime.
A real basketball court.
I'm very excited about that. You know, it's getting painted on the inside. It's needed new air conditioners for years because they have huge air conditioners in those gymnasiums.
Yes.
So those are getting swapped out too. So it's going to be a whole different place once we get done.
And then when it is done, it'll be available for rent. And the city's looking at maybe even including a liquor license up there where. And that's above your pay too, probably. I think it goes all the way up to the council to make that decision.
Yep.
But you might be able to go up there and have a party and have your own little bar.
Weddings have been the number one thing that we've had to say, we can't really do all that here.
Okay.
I mean, you can have a red wedding, but it's a dry wedding, and
right.
Not many weddings are dry weddings these days. So
and
that'll really open up that opportunity for us.
Claire's wedding just... flash before her eyes, mm-hmm. And she was thinking dry.
Well, maybe they can renew their vows.
Oh, suddenly.
There you go.
I know. Jeez.
Yeah. You get a discount. You get to work there.
But it'll be awesome because we can do anything up there. You can rent out the gymnasium. You can rent out the multipurpose room. If you want something smaller, you can rent out a classroom.
And you have some people that do rent classrooms, don't
we
they?
Do, yeah. Lots of little baby showers and birthday parties and
right.
Stuff like that. And like a small homeowners association can have a meeting there.
Right.
Things like that.
It's growing.
One of the coolest things, though, that we're doing is the 700 building, the building furthest to the south of the community center.
Right.
We are going to widen that a little bit, and we're going to take the roof off and move it up 11 feet.
Oh, really?
And that right now it has 5 classrooms in it, and those classrooms will go away. It's going to have 3 pickleball courts indoors, and it will be pickleball only.
Really?
So, I mean, the way we've had pickleball right now, it's been in the gym, and we've gotten them in there as much as we can, but they're always, okay, there's a play this week, so you're out for this week. Oh, there's
right.
a basketball tournament going on, so you're out this weekend. There's a big meeting from BLM or something happening in the gym, you're out. So now they won't have that anymore. It'll be
That's
only
where
pickleball.
Veterans in Motion,
all the porn.
They play out there.
I got a solution for Veterans in Motion, too.
Yeah.
So
what
we've
room
got,
do they get?
They're going to go into room 405 and 406, which is bigger than what they have right now.
Okay.
And they're expanding their programs, too, so it's going to work out perfectly for them. You know, with the dance they do, the band that they do, the exercise that they do, and everything, it's going to be a great location for them. So
cool. That's exciting.
Making everybody's dreams come true up there.
Indoor pickleball.
Yep.
Wow.
And it'll be open. I mean, the building is open from 7 a.m. until 11 p.m., so technically they could play any time in there for pickleball. We're really excited.
When will
that
be done, you think?
I wish I could put you a date on it, but all this stuff is kind of waiting.
Not this summer.
Plans and bids. Not this summer. This
right.
summer we're partnering with the high school district to open up indoor pickleball in their old gym 5 days a week.
At the high school?
Yep.
Okay, that's right in the center of the campus.
Yeah. Mr. Burgess was very cooperative with us on that.
Good.
So I'm very excited that we're going to be able to offer that because it gets warm in the summer in Bullhead, and people like to play pickleball inside sometimes.
Well, you can't blame them.
No, you can't.
Okay, well, that's exciting. lots of new things going on.
Yeah, that's the way we roll, Larry. We've always got new stuff happening.
So when you submitted your budget, how many new things on there that you thought will fly under the radar?
Well, I mean, the new things are mostly, like I said, the stuff that we're doing at the community center, because it's going from one year to the next. There are some things that we're doing in the parks. There are some things that we're doing in the parks right now. I mean, one of them is right now you'll see some construction happening over at the soccer fields. The old fence that has been there since the day the soccer fields were built, it's seen better days, and it's going away. We're getting a new fence there. It's going to be nice. It's going to be vinyl coated and everything like that. So that's happening. We've got a new shade ramada that's going to be going up over the 2 to 5 year old playground at Ken Fovard Park.
Correct.
Things like that. So stuff is still happening. And of course it's going to happen. The staging area for the OHV on Silver Creek there off of the Parkway.
That's dragged through your budget for a few years.
Yeah, but it's on the top of Angie's desk right now.
It's
definitely coming soon.
Good, because people love to park there and go out and play.
They do, yeah. And to have a nice, actual, formal, pretty place for them to start from, that'll be nice.
You put a restroom there?
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
There will
be
a restroom, our park host, and I think we'll have parking for at least 35 cars with trailers. So.
Okay, and you're going to have a park host program?
Yep.
Okay, somebody with their RV and
keep it safe up there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. A lot going on.
Oh, never a dull moment. And we're also working on the park plans for Community Park and Rotary Park right now, which are incredible. I don't know if you've heard me talk about the Rotary Park plan.
Yes, you've talked about Rotary.
There's.
What are we doing in community?
Community.
Plant a tree?
Wow. I mean, yes, we'll be planting trees for sure.
You did chop them all down.
I mean, I can't. It's not done yet. So we're still. It's in the works. But gosh, we've got dog parks and ball fields and river walk and more parking, more restrooms, of course. More pickleball courts, more volleyball courts. It's going to be incredible. The thing is, we haven't even touched the east side of the highway. And the east side of the highway is Community Park as well.
Right.
So the possibilities there are limitless. There will probably be a bike park there as well, like we've got at Rotary Park. And it's going to be a little something for everyone.
That's going to be multiple years in progress.
Yes. I mean, I would love to think that it'll all get done while I'm still here working for the city, but it may not happen that way.
It might. It could.
Well, we're not done with Rotary Park yet. I've been here for 20 years.
I know. Did you go to council Tuesday night?
Yes.
And they talked about the million-dollar homes north of the field house?
Yes.
That whole field and everything that we see now across from the college and everything will all be homes and apartments and condos and everything else. Wow.
Quite a plan.
Holy Toledo.
Quite a plan, yeah.
Yeah. And then I like when, I believe it was Dan Alfonso that said, you know, how do we know that they're not going to start this and then walk away from it because they run out of money? Oh, golf course, too. And Toby said, we make them put up, they have to show us they have the money. They've got to show us that they have the avenues for the revenue to complete the project. So,
yeah,
when they start that, of course, they still have to buy the land.
Yep.
Because it's still state land. And so it's going to be a while. You'll be able to see that happen.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a jewel in the community,
I think. Might have to put a park in there somewhere.
Yeah, that sounds good. I like the way you think, Larry.
Yeah. So is Claire going, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back. Coming up next at the top of the hour, Speak Out from Lake Havasu City with Paul LaVoy and Hildy Angus will be in with them.
Are you still looking for fast, reliable internet? Look no further. There are nearly 23,000 members in Mojave Electric Service Area who now have access to 100% fiber to the home internet from TWN Communications. Signing up is easy and there are no installation fees. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/MOHAVE or call 888-227-2095 to check availability in your neighborhood.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat.
For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club Restaurant, Spa, Fitness Center, and the pool are always open to the public. The fitness center is completely remodeled. Brand new equipment with Pro Maxima equipment. Open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. Spin bike center, yoga, weight training, cardio exercises, and steam room success. All for only $50 a month. Open to the public, Follett City's newest fitness center at Laughlin Ranch. Call 754-4050. Sign up now at LaughlinRanch.com.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. The Kingman Farmers Market, exclusively benefiting veterans and their families in the Kingman area, is being held every Saturday at the Mother Road Event Center on Beale Street. Start time is at 9 a.m. It's spring and time to rid those medicine cabinets of unneeded prescription medicines. Drop them off for proper disposal at the Bullhead City Police Department during the DEA National Prescription Drug Takeback Day. Prescription drug drop-off site will be set up outside the Bullhead City Police Department from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, April 27th. Sounds of Kingman presents live music with The Rivals on Sunday, April 21st from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Metcalf Park on Beale Street. The group of brothers play ska, reggae, and rock. More bands booked in this year's series throughout the summer. Soundsofkingman.com for dates and showtimes.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo, host of Sundays with Sinatra, right here on KNTR Talk. You know, I've had the honor of being with Frank Sinatra and knowing Frank Sinatra a little bit back in the day, and I'm so happy to be telling stories about the chairman of the board every Sunday evening from 5 to 7. Just sit back and relax and take a couple of hours away from the news and politics of the day. Ring-a-ding-ding, baby.
Sundays with Sinatra, 5 to 7 p.m., brought to you by the Anderson Automotive Group, Havasu Landing Resort and Casino, and the Joshua Tree Spa.
And Saturday night will be the last night of Mamma Mia at Mojave High. Go see it. I'm going to keep pushing it because I really liked it last night. Yeah. Check it out. 7 o'clock at Mojave High. Tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night. Speak Up 2.0, brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Are you thinking it's time to buy a home in 2024? Well, you're running out of time. You better start planning right now. Anyways, you're going to need a finance guy. You're going to need a guy that's got money for you. Call him up. Mortgage specialist or something like that, you know? Well, the founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage is Chad Hansen. And nobody knows more about mortgage than Chad. Call him, 928-288-2691. You tell him, let's sit down and talk. Maybe, what can we afford? He can tell you. He can help you out. He can tell you about interest rates, how much to put down. And you got all that worked out before you go find a house. Yeah. It's easy. You work with a real estate agent and you say, I got a mortgage guy in my pocket. What? Yeah, and you pull out Chad's card and you go, here we go. Oh, yeah, you're ready to go then. Call him, 928-288-2691. GoFit Kitchen, yes, in Kingman and Bullhead City. Healthy, fresh, delicious food. 4 different salads. Oh, 12 wraps, 10 cheeseburgers. Yeah, we don't have to have cheese if you don't want. 10 healthy burgers. 4 delicious bowls. Oh, yeah. Smoothies, protein shakes. Yeah. You spend a day at the kids' camp in Bullhead, you're going to need a protein shake. You go to the website and see the whole menu. ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com. TWN Communications. Yes. I can tell you how wonderful it is because we have it here at the studio and I have it at home. It's great. Doesn't fade, doesn't go down, doesn't break. You never have to call them. 23,000 connections out there right now. Call 888-277-2095. All right. We've got about 5 minutes left with our guests, Claire and Dave. And Claire, you're in charge of the Fridays, and are you going to be in charge of the camp too, the summer camp?
Yes. It's all a team effort, but yes, the camp falls under.
She's the brains behind everything.
Yes. So summer camp is my baby. So last year was our first year doing it. So of course we want to make it even bigger and better this year. Last year we had over 600 registered.
Okay.
So right now we're at 175. It just opened a week ago. Booklets have been sent out to most of the schools. The public school district is going to send them
Bullhead
out.
Elementary
Bullhead
school district
Elementary
doesn't have them yet. So.
Does not have them yet.
But
so
they
we're
can still
hoping.
Check it out online.
Yes.
Okay.
So, I mean, of course, we want to exceed those numbers.
Yeah.
And
so it's a whole booklet of all the courses and all the...
A whole booklet, yes.
All right. So do you want to go up to 700 this year?
Yes. No, I mean, like 900.
We could totally handle 1,000.
We could
right?
handle 1,000. That field
really?
House is huge. I mean,
okay.
And it was just amazing last year what we put on and the feedback we got from the parents and the kids.
And you have to start this like a couple months ago because you've got to get all the partnerships in place, the dates, the times, and then put a booklet together, get it printed. And
last year, I mean, we did. We partnered. I mean, we used the Mojave High football last year, Malk Cheer, and they're running the camp again. I mean, so we're bringing a lot of those camps back and with the same instructors. I started reaching out to them, I think, in November, just kind of saying, hey, we're doing camp again. If you're interested, I won't bother you until January. So right after Christmas festival was done, we started planning, okay, here's the calendar, here's the weeks, what can you do, and putting the camp. And then we decided to fill in some of the spaces with our own camps that we know we can run.
Right.
And so we have Ultimate Sports Camp, which has actually gotten a lot of registration so far. And we are doing Ultimate Dodgeball, Ultimate Tag, Ultimate Frisbee, Capture the Flag. So down on that field, it's going to be just...
A lot going on.
Yes.
Fun stuff.
I mean,
fun.
I think that's just
you
fun.
You break that field. Okay, you're on the 5-yard line. You're on the 10-yard
line. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think that, you know, we decided to add in some of our own. We're doing some of the craft camps and Lego camps. So our office is filled with Legos right now.
Oh, the science camp. I love the science camp. I mean, and I wasn't best in the world at science when I was in school. But, gosh, the things that they're doing in that. They're building a, what is it,
basketball?
A snacks robot? I like the snacks robot.
Oh, the snacks robot.
Yeah.
So,
bring me my snacks
the
robot.
The science teacher, Ms. McCune, up at Fox Creek, ran science camp last year. This year she's doing two sessions of it, and we ordered these kits from that she wanted, and they are, I mean, we want to play with them. We're kind of like, registration sold out, but they're doing like a basketball catapult. It's all the STEM projects, and so she did amazing last year, and I'm without a doubt.
And STEM is?
STEM is, Dave, come
science,
on.
Technology, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Right.
So, nothing I'm good at.
So all of this also can help them in school next year.
That's the idea. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a fun way to get educated.
Yeah.
In all kinds of stuff, whether it's educated on how to make something out of arts and crafts. STEAM is what they call it now
right.
at college.
Oh.
And about baking and cooking and science.
We
do
have intro to photography this year.
Photography, television production.
Yeah. TV4 is putting on. And so, I mean, it's just we offer a variety of things, not just the sports, but we have the arts. And we kind of spread it out so you could do multiple camps throughout the day.
We don't have a radio production camp this year. Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Yeah. Use the studio.
Yeah.
In the Kimpro Real Estate Tower.
There you go.
I got extra rooms in here. I mean, we can hold the whole building. We throw Bob out.
See?
Use his office. You tell him. We were talking earlier about how long he's known Bob. Bob sits over in the corner and does real estate for Ken Perello, and he's done real estate since the 70s. So
yes, at least 45 years that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
So.
All right, we're out of time. Thank you both.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks for having us, Larry.
928-763-0158. That's the number for the rec department.
I was like, no, that's not your number. I was reading your number. I was like, Larry, wrong number.
That's my number up there. Yeah.
Yes.
Get ready for Paulo Boy. He's up next with Hildy Angus, who's running for our state senate. If you want to participate, listen in and call in with a question or two for Hildy. They'll take your questions. Yeah. You can be a part of it. Yeah. What's she got in mind when she wants to be our senator? Check it out. Tomorrow on this program, we're talking with Kingman Chamber and Arizona Youth Partnership.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.